This is live from Studio A. I'm Christine Dean. Joining us today, it is local band, Excuse Me Princess. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
It's been a little while since we've had you here.
Yeah.
So it is Jack Campbell. Jack, you want to introduce the rest of the band that you got with us?
Yeah,
with you today?
Sam Watrous on bass. He's blonde, like me.
Yes, I am.
And Callie Gonzalez on synth. It's a red synth. And we have Ben Ouellette playing drums.
And Ben is new since you guys were last here. How long has Ben been in the band?
He's been in about a year. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Callie's new too.
Okay. Oh, okay. Welcome. Welcome, new guys.
But yeah, we've been working on the CD for like a year after we got signed to SoTM Records in Minneapolis. And yeah, it's been kind of a long road because there's been like contracts and a lot of things slowing us down. But
here we are. So.
Yeah, finally coming out.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the new record. But first, let's hear a tune.
Yeah.
Is this going to do something off the record right now?
This one's...
It's a secret track.
Secret track. Called Something New to Lose. All right. One, two, three, four. What it takes is everything you've got to give. So pretend that you're not here, close your eyes, spill the beans. I promise you I'm here, promise I'm not going anywhere. Trust me, there's nowhere in the world where I would rather be. And I will do my best, try to make things easier for you. Though it would help us both if I only gave some proof. And I'm so sorry, dear, no, you can't be such a bore. One day you'll realize that you could do so much more. And when the day comes, I'll be thankful for the time we spent. And I'll still be your friend sitting next to your big strong man. He doesn't talk much, but when he does, your heart skips a beat. And my heart does the same, but then it drowns in an adequate sea. I'll be tugging at your hair, but it's late, so you'd better get some sleep. And in the morning you wake up and pretend like everything's dandy. And I'm sorry, dear, that the problems you face. And who we will turn away from the problems that you face.
That's Excuse Me Princess, live from Studio A, and with a secret track. What's so secret about it?
It's a new one, kind of. Like, it's only on the internet, but...
Oh, okay.
And now it's only on the radio, so...
Yeah. Yeah,
no. It's on the internet and the radio. Cool. So even though you just put out a new album, you still already have new stuff that's not even on the album.
Well, we when we got together with the label, they wanted to do all of our like two-year-old songs. So they were, I mean, we got in and then they were like, oh, let's do all these ones that are where we were already kind of sick of them before. I mean, like, we're proud of them, but
But now we've got a lot, so at any given moment we could just dip into our war chest and pull out something you've never heard.
So tell me about this label and how did this come about? You guys have been, you know, since you were last here, you've been playing a lot of shows and got somebody's attention somehow?
Yeah, we did a blog campaign for our CD last year, and we got on this blog called What to Wear During an Orange Alert, or What Not to Wear During, I don't know, one of those things. But they saw it on there, and it was a super tiny blurb that said we were like a techno band, and it made no sense. But then they listened to us, and...
Do you remember how they contacted us? It's possibly my favorite thing ever.
You should tell it.
I was at Jack's house. It was like after the very first practice where Ben came with us, and he pulled up his laptop. He was like, "Oh, MySpace keeps messaging me on my email, and I just don't care." And I'm like, "No, you should check, man. Like, one of these days, it's gonna be like a record label that wants to sign us." And he's like, "No, it won't." So then he was just to appease me, like, went on and pulled it up, and there was like two spam things, and then suddenly it was like, "Hey, I really like your stuff. I run a label from the Twin Cities called SoTM. Let's talk sometime." It's like. So that was pretty great. And then we called Ben, who had known us not at all, and was like, "Hey, Ben, we're signed." So
so you should be in the band.
Okay. Wow. So then tell me about making the album and where you did that and what that experience was like.
Oh, well, that was... We did, like, the whole thing track by track. And so TM is, like, primarily their television company, I'm pretty sure, called Squirrels on the Moon. And so they're just two guys that make, like, Hollywood... music for like commercials, like they did the beef jerky thing, that one brand that I can't think of.
Jack Links.
And so they have a really nice studio, and it's super small, but it has really good mics. And so we just did it all there in the cities, in like it was right across the street from Sex World and right next to a strip club, and it was really awkward, but it was fun.
Because for people who don't know, these guys, are you still in high school? You guys are still?
Yeah.
I don't. You must. Yeah, I'm sure you're a grade higher than you were last. Are you seniors yet? Or
I'm a senior.
He's a senior.
Okay.
And these three are juniors. And our violin player Greta currently resides in the cities at Hamlin.
Yeah.
So oh, okay.
She comes and visits us now and then. We play shows though.
So. Okay. Cool. And now Callie, you're fairly. How new are you to the band?
I think I joined in February.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what brought you aboard?
I don't know. They were looking for someone else to, like, play, like, melody parts because Greta was going off to college, so they asked me to practice up with them a bit, and then eventually they asked me to join. I played a couple shows and stuff.
Okay, and it must have been fun because you're still with the band.
Yeah, I really like it.
And you know these guys from school or from...
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So how many songs on the album? You just handed it to me today, so I haven't had time to spend time with it.
Yeah, it's 10 songs, and a couple of them are just kind of, like, most of them are live songs, but we have about three on there called, well, there's one called Lost the Nerve, and then, like, Outdated and Forgive and Forget, that are all kind of, like, acoustic things that we don't usually play, but then most of them are songs we play shows.
And, yeah, Lost the Nerve, I think I recognize. Is that one of the ones that you redid for this album?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's it like, what was it like recording those that you'd been doing for a while? And was it, and you had you recorded them before as well?
Yeah, we...
On your own?
Like, we recorded Totoro about three times, because I recorded a demo in, like, seventh grade, and it was really awkward, and it sounded like weird David Bowie. Which was, I thought was cool at the time. But then we re-recorded it for our next record, which we did last year. And then they wanted to do it again, except that it's illegal to put it on the record and sell it. So we changed it to a song called I Write Songs About Girls and Cartoons.
So for people who actually know the old song, when they listen to this on the album, it's going to trip them out so hard.
Because it's like the same music, but like completely different lyrics. It's
really... Oh, really? So you just really rewrote the lyrics for the song? That's funny.
It's weird.
All right, well, let's hear another one. What do you guys want to do next?
This one is Totoro, because we can do it legally. So, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Sorry, the truth, it was quite loud.
soda roll. My favorite soda roll. Where did you go? Where did you go? Soda roll, where did you go? Where did you go? Soda roll, where did you go? Came from my haunted house. Don't you ever trust us, bunny. But from this, my fool, you open those bunnies ain't done. If I were you, I wouldn't trust his cat. Don't be like Zach Sylvie, even though you're some valid fuck. My neighbor Totoro, Totoro. My neighbor Totoro. Where did you go? Where did you go? Did you go? My neighbor Totoro, Totoro. My neighbor Totoro. Where did you go? Where did you go?
Excuse Me, Princess, live from Studio A. And that is another cut from your the album. And the album is actually called Stop the Flow, which is your big hit single, in my opinion. Now, that's an oldie but a goodie, right?
Yeah, that's old.
Yeah, but that's a good one. So you re-recorded that one as well. All right, well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
Callie doesn't want to do that one. What are the songs you play bass on? Oh, let's do Drastic.
Oh, yes, let's do... this song is called Drastic Realization, and it is another unreleased song as of yet.
Mind keeps playing tricks, knows I've had enough of this. I want a stranger to give me a call, just give me anything at all to fill this empty space. And I remember when we were best friends, never wanted it to end. Now your dog still don't recognize me, the sense of smell just pick up creeps like little old me. And I want you to know I don't care. Waste your time, and at this point it's up to you to decide if I'm a waste of time. Don't worry, I don't mind. To love your family. I never know what it's like.
been so long, it's only been longer. And I want you to know I should care about you, but I don't want you to waste your time. And that's what's up to you to decide if I'm a waste of time. Don't worry, I don't mind. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Excuse me, Princess, live from Studio A. Well, thanks a lot, you guys. Great to, great to check in with you and see what's going on. So, what's one of the weirder shows or more interesting shows that you've ever played?
The Warehouse Show.
Where was that?
We played this place called Nick and Eddie in Minneapolis on tour last summer. And
they have like two spaces. There's one in like their restaurant, and then there's like a warehouse space. And we weren't actually sure where we were going to be until we got there. And then it was like, oh, warehouse space. And it was a warehouse with couches.
And the bathroom was really gross, and the band didn't show up that was supposed to play with us.
Greta thought it was haunted, but...
Yeah.
And were there any people there watching the show?
We had people float in and out. It was just kind of like one of those, like, ah.
Our big one was at the Triple Rock.
Oh.
It was really cool.
Oh, that was great.
But yeah.
That sounds... When was that?
That was...
the day before that.
Yeah, it was the day before. It was July something, like July 6th, I think.
So you guys had a busy summer.
Yeah. We went on tour with Luguru. So that was really fun because they're super fun guys.
They're good guys. Mm-hmm.
Who unfortunately are not together anymore, I hear.
Yeah,
that's a shame.
Sad.
Breaks my heart, but I have their album, so I can always listen to it and cheer me up.
And Lee's playing with us at our CD release because he's a nice guy.
Well, that's nice. Lee from Luguru. And do you guys have a website? I see you have a Facebook page.
We technically have a Tumblr that's like our main thing. It's just excusemeprincess.tumblr.com.
And that's actually linked on your Facebook as well. So
okay, well, yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
I tricked it out the other day. I was like, I'm gonna be a web designer, and then.
We're on iTunes, aren't we?
Yeah, the record's on iTunes. It's just called Stop the Flow.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Great to have you in again, and good luck with the album.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.